John Velasquez by virtue of that win number 6,000. What a performance it was by the horse, Singapore Trader. And for Johnny V, a special moment. He is your industry star of the week, and he's with us now on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Johnny, first of all, congratulations, and thanks for spending a little time with us here this morning.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
You said in after the race, I read an article, and you said that that everybody was asking you when it was going to happen as you were getting closer to that number. But for you, it was just another number. Were you able to keep it in check like that?
Absolutely. You know, I never been a big thing about chasing numbers or anything like that. But, you know, I think I concentrate more about try to do the job that I'm supposed to do and try to do it well, you know, and actually winning races, which is that's what it's all about. I guess one day when I retire, look back and you look and you should be proud of what you accomplished. But for now, I'm still here. You know, I like to do the best job I can do and concentrate on those things. So the numbers things I don't really chase anything.
Well, you ride five or six a day. You've got plan A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. You got plenty of paperwork to do without adding up all your victories, right? It's kind of like the song, you know. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done, and I think that's kind of you know what you're known for is going out there and giving it your best every race that you ride, and people certainly know who you are.
Absolutely, you know, you got to prepare for every race you ride. I mean, every little bit counts, and winning is the number one thing.
Johnny, how about when it finally did happen, though? Was there maybe a little sense of relief that, hey, okay, now it's behind me. People have been asking me about it. Let's just go win some more races. Was it that type of feeling?
Absolutely. I mean, it was about a week or 2 weeks that people started already talking about the 6,000. So, you know, it just kind of keeps repeating and repeating. So once it's over, you know, done with it, it's over and move on. You know what I mean? So I don't have to keep going back to the same thing, but, you know, it's definitely a little bit of relief.
Yeah, and you win number 6,000 for your longtime friend and longtime supporter, Todd Pletcher. You won number 5,000 aboard a Todd Pletcher-trained horse at Gulfstream Park as well. Talk about that relationship. It goes back a long ways, but Todd and you have been very close for a very long time.
Absolutely. I mean, like you said, it's just to be in a relationship like that for too many years. And if you look back, it had to be at least 20 years and that we've been, you know, working together. So it's been a wonderful, you know, partnership. And I am very glad and appreciated that he's given me the opportunity that he has given me in all these years, you know.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Charlie Whittingham and Bill Shoemaker. I mean, just an outstanding team, and you guys, you never waver from one another. You're always supporting one another, and two guys that are at the top of their profession that are working together. It's got to be just a lot of fun to go to work every day.
Absolutely. You know, when you have somebody behind you and giving you the trust that he's given me and the communication that we can talk about anything, what happens in the race or what, with the particular horse and what we can change about ourselves. So you feel very confident and you go with all the confidence in the world, you know, to go and do the best job you can do. So it makes it a lot easier, trust me. It's so much better.
Johnny, I know you said that you don't look back very often. You're always looking ahead, thinking about winning that next race, and that's probably the right approach. But when you do stop for a minute and you think about coming here, what, 1990, beginning your riding career from Puerto Rico, you didn't speak a whole lot of English. You were watching The Little Mermaid to learn English. To think back on where you were then and where you are now, what goes through your mind?
I know, absolutely. I mean, I know where I came from. I definitely don't forget about that. And like you said, I didn't speak very much English when I came here. So proud that everything... what's happened, you know, in my career, and it's been really good to me and my family, and my family back in Puerto Rico. So you got to be feel proud and humble for the things that has given to you so far in my career, and very blessed. I always think that I'm, you know, a very, very blessed person. So, you know, you just got to take it as it goes and give thank God for everything you have been given.
What's it like to have all these young riders look up to you?
Well, you got to be proud, obviously, because obviously they're looking up to you, and like I did when I came to New York, and all those top writers were in New York, and you look up to them, you ask a lot of questions, and you want to learn. So the same thing happens when a lot of kids come in, and you do want to help out, you want to give back, and I think it makes it better for everybody anyway. Writing with the better writers is safer, obviously, it makes a better environment to be around kids like that, and you hope that they, you know, they continue doing. I mean, it's a lot of young kids right now. They're incredible. They're doing really well, and you're proud to those kids. You know, you try to help out and see how they're doing.
Yeah, I know you'll spend some time talking with the younger riders, quite a bit of time, actually, Johnny. I know you kind of take them under your wing. When you came here, you first started riding in the States, what were some of the things that were told to you, some of the best advice that you received from people when you first started here?
Well, when I first got here, Angel always told me, you learn from the good riders, and you learn from the not-such-good riders, meaning the bad riders, too. You got to watch them. You got to watch them both, so you don't want to make the same mistakes the other people make. So, you know, so that's those are the things that you first start listening and try to learn that, you know, it's like, look at the mistakes that you don't want to make those mistakes. And that's basically one of the things that really stuck in my mind for a long time, because the less mistakes you make, the better it is. So, you know, so you try to, when you go out there, prepare yourself so that you don't make the same mistakes the other ones are making. And obviously the outcome is much better. So, that's probably one of the best advice I got when I got to New York. And then Angel says, like, you know, you really learn for the best, and you really learn for not so best, you know. But it's just not make as many mistakes. It's very important when you go out there and ride horses.
Well, I've been going to the races for 58 years, and I can say this unequivocally: you make fewer mistakes than any jockey I've ever seen in my life.
Well, thank you. You know, I try to prepare myself the best I can, you know, and we all make mistakes. It's very true, because I'm not perfect either, and we all make a lot of mistakes, but I just try to make it the least possible, you know, so at least it counts. You know, I think you prepare yourself to do the best, and you should be prepared when you go out there, and that's the way I look at it.
Talking with Hall of Fame jockey John Velasquez on the Horse Racing Radio Network, one of just 18 jockeys in history ever to record 6,000 career victories. And he did that back on November 30th at Aqueduct with a big victory by Singapore Trader. And Johnny, shortly before that point, you celebrated your 47th birthday. So I'm going to ask you this: 47 years old, you're the sport's all-time leading money-earning rider. What still motivates John Velasquez, and how much longer do we think we're going to see Johnny V in the saddle?
You know, I don't have a timetable. I you know, I always thought, you know, about 45, 47, right between there, you know, it'll be a thing. But right now I'm healthy. I feel really good. You know, I'm probably stronger than ever. Getting the opportunities that you know, that are still keeps me excited, you know, and going back and that's the way I'm looking at it right now. If I have fun with it and I get some really nice horses to stick around for a little longer, I just go little by little, you know, and see where it takes me.
Yeah, well, I hope you get good horses for the next 10 years.
Thank you.
Johnny, when you wrap up this weekend, you're going to head out to Las Vegas, and you're going to head there for the Jockeys Guild Annual Assembly. It's something I've had the privilege to be part of on a couple of occasions and really enjoyed being there. It's on Monday, December 10th, Tuesday, December 11th, and it's going to be right next to the MGM Grand Hotel. Talk to us a little bit about what folks can expect to come out of those meetings.
Well, you know, it's always an educational and see what we have done in the past, how the guild where it has come from, basically, and then what were our plans for the future, you know, what we can do to make it better for the guild. And, you know, to make it short, basically we want to make sure the safety is number first. We don't compromise the safety. We educate ourselves and make sure that we wear the equipment that we wear. We still searching for better helmets and better vests that, you know, minimize injuries. Communications with the racetracks, you know, make sure that we serve our peers the way they're supposed to be served, you know, make sure that everything is going the right way. Financial actually we try to teach the same thing for our members, financials, what they need to do, so everybody learns a little bit better and they don't really waste their time and money and all the things. Many other things, you know, obviously weight that we've been talking about the weight for many many years. We're trying to put a program of also a nutritionist. So many things that happens, you know, there's so many things that keep coming back, but the most important is safety. You know, we talk about safety all the time and try to minimize injuries. So,
yeah. And again, I've been part of that Jockeys Guild conference on many different occasions. And I can tell you the information that gets discussed in those panels and the meetings and from the different guests that appear is invaluable. And I just hope that the industry takes the topics that come out of that conference seriously and really addresses them. And I think there have been strides made over the past few years in terms of jockey safety. And I'm curious, are you happy with the way that the industry has responded to some of these things, Johnny?
Well, it's been very slow, obviously. It's been very, very slow. And you know, we constantly have doctors come into to the assembly and to remind us that, you know, how dangerous it is and that with the concussion protocols now and everything. But, you know, it's so slow, it's state by state. You know, we're making progress, but it's very, very slow. So we hope that this year coming up, we try to, you know, get this started from the ground and make it official that we're actually doing better with the concussion protocols and all that stuff. But it's slow. You know, I mean, we're making ground, but it's very, very slow.
Yeah, well, Johnny, you have a voice here. If there's anything that you need on behalf of the riders, you know that we're big supporters of the PDJF and the Jockeys Guild here on HRN. So whatever you need, we're here. And safe travels out to Las Vegas. We'll look forward to reading all the information that comes out of there. And congratulations again on number 6,000, man. Well done.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.